The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello, thanks for clicking on me again. Well, it's less than a week until Christmas Day, and we're thinking about those Christmas traditions that seem to appear every year, like crackers and Christmas pudding and Brussels sprouts and turkey and strange things that we observe, like, for some in the world, hunting the wren on the Isle of Man would seem a bit odd. But elsewhere, there are some even more strange traditions. Some of them are downright scary. Now, this is nothing to do with cooking and eating an out-of-date turkey, but eating raw whale skin with blubber and mouldy birds is a Christmas tradition in Greenland. It's called kiviak. It's made with a small bird called an auk, which has been preserved in the hollowed-out body of a seal, buried for several months, and then eaten once it's decomposed. Another treat on the menu is matak, which is made from the skin and blubber of a whale and usually eaten raw, though sometimes it's deep-fried and munched on with soy sauce. Or, of course, there's always the Krampus, which will appear in Germany, Austria and Eastern Europe. If you misbehave as a child in the run-up to Christmas in these countries, the worst you can expect is a lump of coal in your stocking. But if you're a kid in Krampus territory, be afraid. The horned figure, often described as half-goat, half-demon, apparently preys on naughty youngsters, armed with rusty chains and bells. He's so creepy he was banned in Austria in the 1930s for being too, well, terrifying. Iceland now, and the story of the killer kitty. You better hope you're the one with nine lives if you come into contact with this furious feline while you're out not looking your best. The Jólakötturinn, or Yule Cat, is a monster from Icelandic folklore who lurks in the snow and eats people who are wearing scruffy clothes. Apparently, the pussy dates back to medieval times and was a way to motivate wool workers during autumn ahead of the chilly Scandinavian winters. Watch out for the Jólakötturinn. So what is on your festive dinner table this year? Well, in South Africa, rather than pass around the cheese board on Christmas Day, they choose to snack on caterpillars from the emperor moth. Although it sounds like a bush tucker trial, they do at least deep fry them first. And last but by no means least, why doesn't this surprise me? It may sound like the latest offering from the team behind the film Pride and Prejudice or Zombies, but this is a genuine Christmas tradition in the American state of Arizona. Since 2010, Arizona's Scottsdale Gun Club has hosted what may well be the oddest selfie opportunity of the Christmas period, a snap of you with Jolly Santa and an AK-47. Club spokesman Ron Kennedy said in 2011, people decide to celebrate the holidays in unique ways. Some choose to do it with Santa at the shopping mall, others in front of their tree. Our members and customers like to do it with Santa and machine guns. God help us all.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.